Hello and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast. Rated 5 stars on iTunes by Toxican Future 3. He says, it's like ASMR, but the people talking are loud retards. It still makes me sleep.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's not too far off.
Oh my God, that's the best review.
Pretty
God,
good.
These reviews are painfully accurate. I'm joined today by my co-hosts, I Notorious, aka Matt.
What'd it do?
Toby on the telly.
Hello.
Jay, aka McCreamy.
Hello.
And the man Swagger Souls himself.
Want to see me snort water? Here.
Why are we doing this again?
It's
entered his nostril. It's entered his nostril.
Inside of his cranium.
Oh, God.
It's there it goes all over the floor with the snot. Oh. And it's,
no, dude, that was smooth. Lovely. I'm hydrated.
Yeah, I've heard that that's actually a great health tip. You know,
really helps
out the sinuses.
You should use a squirt bottle next time. Just squeeze it a little harder. Maybe you'll drown.
They call it a nasal enema.
Yeah.
A nasal enema. There you go.
I feel like we shouldn't be telling people this is a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe not.
That's right, kids. Get yourself fucking
Big
old bottle of water.
A nasal enema today. Really flush things out for you.
So you guys may have noticed that Fitz referred to me as Toby on the telly.
Yes.
Yeah. And I am no longer John on the radio.
Yay! Yes.
Yay!
What made you change the name? What made you?
Well, you see. You see, I Notorious, my name is not John.
Really?
I am a fraud.
Mm.
My name is actually Toby.
My God!
And
so why the fuck did you name yourself John all those years ago?
Well, you see, Matt, what happened was, Fitz and I used to do this improv radio show thingy on Surf Servers, and he would always call me John because it's an easy name to remember when you're doing improv.
That's right, John.
So we would I just called myself John on the radio, and then I never changed it for some reason.
And he just built this whole brand and a whole channel around his name being John, and in reality it was a lie.
Yep.
And eventually we decided to call him Toby in the videos because it was just easier.
Because Cryo's his name is John.
Yeah, so
yep.
It just became a whole thing.
It just got to the point where everyone was referring to me as Toby and the videos. Well, most people referring to me as Toby anyway, and I was like, you know what? Let's just do the rebrand.
Yeah, I think it was a smart move. That was a smart move.
Yeah, it's best to get out of the way earlier before you've got like a million subscribers and you have to fucking...
Best to get it out of the way when I'm irrelevant, you know?
Basically, yeah.
Toby on the telly just rolls off the tongue better. It sounds nicer too.
Toby on the telly. Yeah, I like it.
Toby at a deli. Toby on the deli.
Jay, you woke up like 20 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's going on? It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Why'd you wake up so
late? Hey, you know, on that grind... Boy,
on that grind,
yeah. No,
you know,
time
it's
for sleep.
It's possible to grind during the day. I know that sounds crazy.
It's like what most people do, you know, like what most people end up doing. They grind during the day and then they sleep at a normal hour.
I've never heard of that. That's
when did you wake up?
You woke up at like 3:30 in the afternoon.
3:30 p.m.
Holy shit!
And this is early for me.
And when did you go to sleep?
9:30 a.m.
Fuck.
So how many hours is that? That's 6 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
See. Yeah.
Ouch, man.
But. It's not going to be good sleep, is it? If you're going to bed at fucking 9:30.
No, but it's okay.
No, it's not.
Why is it okay?
I don't know. I just wanted to say it's okay. I'm hoping you guys agree with me at some point.
You should really make sure you're getting enough sleep. You'll feel better.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Dude, 8 hours of sleep is like the magic number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because Fortnite keeps like my channel's mainly Fortnite and they keep putting out updates at 10 p.m. at night. Well, 10 p.m. at night.
Just fucking post the video a day later. You don't need to get it out the same day. You can make
better
content.
But my views!
Yeah.
It's not going to matter,
I need
dude.
My early views.
It's not going to matter. I mean, the positive is that Jay's been on the fucking grind lately. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
He's been uploading like once every 3-4 days. Just
that's
outstanding.
Insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's a better upload schedule than any of us have ever maintained.
Yeah, I'm like once every 3 or 4 months these days now.
Yeah. My upload schedule, my main channel's gone to shit.
Yeah.
But
would you even call it an upload schedule if you just don't upload?
No. I'd call it more of a side hobby.
Yeah.
No, I mean, my upload schedule's gone to shit because of things like this fucking podcast and things like my second channel.
That is so true.
Like, the second channel I've got an editor for, but I still end up putting a lot of time into the videos. Like, I still...
Yeah, because you're a control freak.
I'm a control freak. I really am. I can't stand other people doing the work for me because I just know how to do it best myself and everyone else fucking sucks at doing everything. So I just fucking end up doing a lot of the work myself. But it's all good. I'm just getting it off the ground. You know, we're building a relationship.
I feel you, homie.
Yeah. If you're wondering where Mason is this episode, his internet is out for 7 days, apparently. That's what we've been told. Yeah. No one really knows what the truth is behind Mason right now.
Fucking munching down some chalkies and smoking weed.
We're going to need to get Sean Dawson. Sean Michaels to fucking do a documentary.
Can you imagine a Shane Dawson documentary on Zuckles?
Like,
Get on that shit.
Just him doing like his fucking Ricky Berwick impression and then Shane's like shocked face with like dramatic music.
Wait a minute, you're saying his dad is a stripper?
Dramatic horror thud.
Child support?
Flashback photos to his dad stripping days.
B-roll of a big person eating a little person.
Oh, man. Yeah, we were. One of the things on our big document of shit to talk about today is Shane Dawson's new documentary series on Jake Paul, which,
yeah.
I mean, people are probably sick to death of hearing about, to be honest, but I think it's worth bringing up because... we've all got some opinions on it.
I haven't heard shit about it, so.
Inet doesn't know what the fuck it is.
He's a literal troglodyte, lives in a cave. Ladies and gentlemen.
I actually edit my videos, man. I've been busy doing work, all right? I've been on the grind myself.
Explains the amazing upload schedule, Inet. Yeah, let's keep talking.
Yeah. Hey, how do you think these podcasts get out every week?
True.
No, but the series itself... Thoughts, everyone who's been watching. Thoughts. Toby, what are your thoughts on the podcast?
Makes me angry. On the podcast?
On the series.
Sorry. Yeah,
it makes me angry.
It makes God. It's one of those things that is boring, but you want to keep watching. It's one of those things
disagree.
That okay. It's one of those things that I'm. It's boring, but I want to keep watching in hopes that the next one will be better.
Yeah.
But the second episode straight up pissed me off because it just seemed hugely unprofessional and it was like spreading fucking bullshit.
What you mean the what one was that? Was that the
that was the one where he talked to the therapist? Yeah. The
therapist is like, ew, sociopaths are gross.
Yeah.
Ew, yucky.
She made all these huge blanket, like black and white statements saying like, this is what they are. This is what they do. They're all like bad people. They're all scary. You shouldn't associate with them if you can get away with that.
One in 25 people are a sociopath.
There is just no way that all of them are that bad. Like I'm sure just like every other mental illness, it's a spectrum. Some people have it really bad and some people have it super mellow.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are shitloads of people in the world that are like, perfectly good people, but they struggle with sociopathic tendencies.
Toby, that is something a sociopath would say.
Yeah.
I think I've probably got some sociopathic tendencies, if I'm being honest.
I'm going to edit a bunch of horror sound effects into this part. No, I mean, yeah, you're definitely right. There are a lot of blanket statements, a lot of like over-dramatizing things and poorly disclaimed things, you know, just... I don't think he thought it through properly.
There's a lot of people watching that would have seen it and been like, shit, I think I might be a sociopath.
You know?
Because it was just such, like the definition of it as well was just so broad that anyone could really take some of those things and be like, oh yeah, that sounds like me.
So sociopaths
drive fast, they have tattoos, they drink milk, they eat cereal for breakfast. You're a fucking sociopath.
Yeah, and when they want sad music for a YouTube video, they look up sad music. Oh my God, what?
I've never heard of that.
Who
what
would
the
do
fuck?
That? That's insane.
I would
insane.
Never do that.
Yeah, I definitely got that. My main problem with the series is that it is just being really fucking dull. And like,
I really like the other ones.
Look, yeah, same. I love the Jeffree Star one. I really like Shane, by the way. I don't want to seem like I'm bashing on this as a person. I just think the series has just been a little underwhelming.
Yeah.
Like the fucking, I don't know which one it was. The third episode was pretty much just him reacting to a bunch of Jake Paul videos on his couch the entire time for 45 minutes. It's like, look, if I wanted to see someone react to Jake Paul and fucking with a shocked expression every 5 minutes, I don't know where I'd look for that. Actually, it's probably actually one of the only guys providing that kind of content, so you know, maybe he's doing
Keemstar.
Keemstar, maybe. Who the fuck knows? But no, it's just been dull. It's just been really dull, and it's just disappointing because the Jeffree one, it was like you know right into the action. You're at Jeffree's house, you're dealing with this crazy character, you know. And it was enjoyable, and you know,
and it wasn't 8 parts of 40 minutes.
Yeah, I think the difference between Jeffree Star is that like not many people know about his life, whereas Jake Paul, it's kind of like you have a fair idea of what's already going on. So he's just repeating stuff, but like with a shocked expression. So it's like,
Yeah, I don't know.
Hurry up and interview him.
Yeah, he definitely went overboard with the editing. He definitely was like, I'm going to make this really scary and really like horror because, you know, he likes to, I guess, edit spooky shit. And it's also October, so it's a plus one.
Yeah.
But like the thing is, when I can understand that he would have like the whole backstory, like people have accused him of being a sociopath. Well, let's find out what a sociopath is. But he stumbled through that. You know, he didn't put a lot of thought into it, which is,
and he made it about himself at quite a few points. Like, there were a few points when he was interviewing talking to the psychologist about sociopaths, and then was just like, so what do you think I have? What do you think's wrong with me?
I think he was more just like joking about that sort of stuff. Look,
I just don't think it was needed.
Yeah.
Look, I think all of the episodes so far have not been needed.
Yeah, true.
The last one wasn't bad.
I haven't seen that
yet. Nick Crompton?
Yeah. Well, that was good.
Yeah, Nick Crompton said that everything that Jake Paul like has done in Team 10 with the videos, like a huge majority of it is all faked.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not exactly a spoiler because that's pretty clear.
Well, yeah. Well, if you're an adult with a brain, then you can kind of understand that.
I'm an adult without a brain. Right, don't discriminate. Clear.
That's why you're going to bed at 9:30 in the morning. No, I mean, yeah, we don't want to fucking talk about Shane Dawson the entire time because obviously some people aren't going to be interested, but I figured it was worth getting our thoughts out there and the fact that it's totally dog shit. Moving on. it's been a bit disappointing and hopefully it gets better. The main thing is like, look, I thought it was going to be a series about Jake Paul, not a series about Shane Dawson sitting on his couch for 45 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
I've skipped all the episodes up till the one today, which I'll probably watch later today, I guess. I'll give it a shot, but
You want to know what I thought was interesting?
What?
That not there's really. One in 25 people are sociopaths, but 1 in 100 people are autistic. So there's more pathic people than autistic people.
Dude, what if you like hit green on roulette and you're a sociopath and you're autistic?
Oh, what would that be? Like 1 in 125 or something?
probably be Mason.
Yeah, and then what if you got dealt the worst card and you're a sociopath, autistic, and gay?
Damn. That makes for one hell of a Twitter bio.
It does make for a great Twitter bio. Changing Twitter bio.
Sociopath, autistic, gay community. Representing proudly.
I'm on the LGBT SA gay. I mean,
SAG, the SAG.
I'm part of the LGBT SA gay. I'm gay, is what I'm trying to say. I'm fine. Okay.
All right, it's getting real sus. Let's move on.
This podcast is a disaster. And because it's a disaster, we went on the Twitter account, at Misfits on Twitter, asking what you thought we could use to improve it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's always room for improvement, especially when you have no idea what you're talking about until half an hour before a podcast. So, you know, we have a couple like responses, generalized responses, and
we got a ton of responses.
It was like
a couple thousand
or something.
I just tweeted. I was at the gym and I just tweeted it because I was just genuinely curious about what people were thinking of it so far and whether there was any feedback that we should listen to. And we got a few good ones.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of go through them, I guess. Number one, do cocaine.
Now I like that one.
There are a lot of joke suggestions, obviously, as well. And one of them was do cocaine, but I don't think that. We could do cocaine.
Yeah, no. I think the person that commented this is really stupid. They clearly don't understand what cocaine does, and that would not help the podcast at all.
I think that's like a very irresponsive. We were do cocaine.
Yeah, cute. Yeah, no, cut the cocaine bit. We're not gonna.
All right.
No,
Pablo Escobar.
Look, we talk about drugs quite a bit on this podcast, but as we've said multiple times, I don't think cocaine's on the list of drugs that we'd want to be taking.
Yeah, you say this, but you know that you're going to end up like...
Nope. I had an opportunity to do cocaine like last Saturday. Went over to my friend's house for my friend's birthday.
Houston friend, you got it.
Yeah, and then I did it.
It was funny because, we were all sitting down. We were watching this documentary on tickle porn, which was fairly interesting. We were all very
Elmo.
Baked. We were all very...
Speaking of...
But we were really baked watching this documentary on fucking tickle porn, and we were all like looking at each other really uncomfortable, like, this is really fucking gay, like, what the fuck is this? And and like we're drinking beers, we're drinking alcohol or whatever, and I'm sitting downstairs, you know, just chilling, baked as hell, and everyone's like, all right, well, we're gonna go upstairs for a bit. I was like, okay. So I'm sitting down. Everybody goes upstairs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, well, I don't want to be alone. So I
and
go
I open
upstairs.
The bathroom door, and there they all are, tickling each other on the bathroom floor.
I hope, oh, please, no.
I go upstairs to the attic, and I just see that they're cutting lines of coke. And I'm like, Well, at first I didn't know what it was, but I was like, that's white powder. They're cutting it up with their school ID. And they have
baking soda, and they have
like a $5,000 Zimbabwe dollar that they're using as a snorter. And I'm like, oh, they're doing cocaine. Interesting. And they were like, hey, you want to
right on?
Yeah, they were like, hey, you want to take some? I was like, nah, I'll just watch. I'll just spectate. And they were like, are you sure? I was like, yep, I am.
This
sure.
is gonna get fucked up. The day we just started tickling each other.
Yeah, and then they all took off their clothes and started fucking, you know, tickling. Yeah. No, it was interesting. It was interesting seeing what people are like on coke. My friend said he wanted to develop a coke addiction, and I said, "Yeah, you're on." I was like, "All right, you're definitely on coke."
Just for the story, just to say,
just for the story, just say I had a coke addiction. Why not?
Cocaine is not one of the drugs that I think is on my list of things that are.
I love how you're just like, take. I think I'm not gonna do it.
No, I was saying in that context. I was saying there are things that I think are not good to take. I didn't say that they're on my list of things that aren't good to take. I think that would be a totally different statement to make.
Dude, you would need an elevator to get the cocaine up to his nose.
Oh, wow,
that's
okay.
Funny, 'cause I'm a large man. Okay, cool. On the more serious suggestions that we got on Twitter.
He's cut.
Cocaine tangent aside. One of them was to add face cams, which I don't think we're going to do until we're able to record it together in person, which might be a possibility somewhere down the line, but is for now completely uncertain because we all fucking live in different places. But I don't know. I just don't think like recording on Discord is hard, and I just don't think that doing it with face cams is going to make it any easier.
Oh, especially with the ping times too. That would just be too awkward. And there's six people trying to like switch back and like it works on something like the Joe Rogan podcast where it's two people. It's easy to switch back and forth.
Yeah.
We have six people just talking constantly.
For face cams, we would need to be in the same room for that to happen, which hopefully that's like a goal for the podcast. You know, if this thing fucking keeps going the way it's going, like
hashtag goals,
give us 5-star reviews on iTunes. Maybe it'll happen.
Yeah. For now, our primary audiences on audio platforms like iTunes and Spotify, and pretty soon we'll put them on YouTube as well. We're working on it. We're just trying to find like a layout that works and kind of a way of doing it that's interesting.
Please stop re-uploading our podcasts on YouTube. We didn't give anyone permission to do that.
Yeah.
The dudes are like in the comments, they're like, no, it's okay, they told everyone that it was cool for us to do this. It's like, no,
it's
we fucking
cool.
didn't.
Please don't re-upload.
If you are the owner of those, you might want to remove those maybe.
Yeah, if you're named after a Batman villain, please stop.
We will copy strike you, bitch. All right.
Bitch. Now
I bet he'll upload this without even listening to it, and then he's going to get a ton of comments.
Oh, that's so funny. We're watching you.
Hey, if you're watching this on his channel, make sure you hit the dislike.
Yeah, just dislike, spam the fuck out.
No, just leave, tell him to leave like a random comment. Tell him to leave a random comment with like pineapple or something like that in the comments, and you'll be like, why the fuck are all these people commenting pineapple?
So dislike and put pineapple in the comments if you're watching this.
There you go.
All right.
No, but we will put them on YouTube soon enough on our own official channel. But I mean, right now the audience we have on Spotify and iTunes is just so fucking outstanding that I don't think we're like, we haven't been in a major rush to like fucking like take it to the next level. You know, like we're already so bad at hosting the podcast as it is that, you know, we're more than happy taking it a little slow. So
yeah. Also, as soon as we put it on YouTube, the Spotify and stuff is going to go down a bit, and it'll be a shame to see us go down a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, it won't matter that much, I don't think.
No, it won't make a difference. We'll still be getting the same amount of listens. It's just like, you know, it was pretty cool being at the top of Spotify all the time.
We still will be, don't worry. We're fucking ballers. Oh, yeah.
Next thing.
Another bullet point. The amount of talking everyone gets. This is something we hear quite a lot in our mentions that, you know, people like iNotorious, for example, aren't saying much. People like Toby maybe are a little quiet. Even Jay being a little quiet.
What? No.
And the
way.
Only thing he says is yeah. The only thing Jay says is yeah.
Oh, I said it again. Yeah. All right, no. Okay, yeah, stop mocking me. Stop mocking me.
And I think like this leads into an overall point where it's like, you know, I definitely do a majority of the talking on this podcast.
But it's good.
And Swagger as well.
But it's because he's got a good microphone.
I mean, it's not... Shut, Jay.
Just buy a good microphone, dude. You got Fortnite Bank fucking uploading every 3 days. Just get one.
That's not even the fucking reason, all right? The reason... It is. Look, it's a multifaceted problem.
Oh, what was that? All right. Multifaceted.
The podcast needs a host, someone that's running the show. And Fitz took that from day one, and it works really well. And when there's six people all in one recording session, it's just, you know, if everyone was talking the same amount, it would get overwhelming.
Yeah. Plus, yeah, most podcasts don't have six people. Like, it's hard to keep the flow going in general, especially when there's, like, the ping time, obviously. I think it's, like, 250 between America and New Zealand. Yeah. So, that's obviously, it's going to be hard to record shit like that.
Yeah, we constantly talk over each other because of the ping, which is really frustrating. We try and fix it in editing, by the way, but it's not always perfect.
Like, individually, every fucking sentence you have to go and adjust because of it.
Yeah. Look, like, some people are just quieter than others, and that's all right, and they talk when they want, sort of thing. And yeah, like Einat said, if everyone shared the, you know, if everyone was talking as much as me, this thing would be a fucking disaster.
It'd be crazy.
It's just one of those things that's going to eventually get better with time and practice, and the more we get used to it. In the flow of shit.
Yeah.
That's purely all it's going to come down to.
Hopefully one day, if we do end up recording in a place where we're all in like the same physical room together, that won't be a problem anymore. It'll be a much more natural sounding conversation, which is like end goals for Misfits. #goals.
Swagger's talking too much, I can just reach over and smack him in the back of the head and tell him to shut up.
And we can do like finger guns to pass on who's talking. Just go, yeah.
Yeah. We can do the Joe Rogan thing where he's like, hey, you want to just pull the sucker real close to you like this because you're just kind of a little far away from your mic there. That's not how he fucking does that. Whenever a guest is like talking over here, he's like, look, you just sort of pull the sucker like right up here.
You just gotta put it right to your mouth. Don't be afraid to kiss it, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Jamie, pull up the diagram.
The podcast is a total mess. We're not going to lie to you. And honestly, like I said on Twitter, hosting a podcast is way harder than I initially thought.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You'd think it's like, oh, you're just chatting for an hour with your friends sort of thing. But it's like, when you're chatting with your friends, there's lulls in the conversation. There's times where you're just kind of, not saying anything at all.
Yeah.
It's much more relaxed. With the podcast, it's like we've got an hour of airtime to fill.
A consistent conversation between six people for an hour straight without making it sound awkward, like cutting each other off. It's just...
Trying to be entertaining and not be awkward. And, you know, we're all fucking awkward, so, you know.
It leads us into the next point. Be more organized because there are a lot of awkward breaks.
Yeah.
What? No way. Should we do an awkward break real quick?
Yeah. We should do that. We should literally just do like an awkward break where we just don't talk and then sniff and then just cut to the next thing. I think that'd be
all right. Next question. No, part of the awkward break thing is the ping, obviously. Like, and we try and myself and Einat try and eliminate that in editing. Like, we'll try bump the audio together so that we compensate for the lag. But like, yeah, obviously, when I'm talking and I ask Einat a question, it's gonna take him like 2 seconds to reply because. My voice has to get sent to the fucking United States of America.
Yeah.
You know? So it just
and then
takes
I have to actually be
time.
Paying attention. So
yeah. So it's just it's a bit clumsy. Like, we're not going to deny that, but we're working on it. And I think that like we're getting better for sure at editing the podcast and at hosting it.
It would also help if certain people don't tweet during the podcast and are paying attention. Toby on the Tally rebrand.
hold on. Let's check Twitter. Twitter. Did he
that
just
was
tweet?
Tweeted like before the podcast?
21 no, minutes just... ago. The recording is 28 minutes.
28 minutes.
Busted. You always do this. You always tweet during the podcast. What did he tweet this time?
Let's see it.
This was like when we were recording, but we hadn't actually started.
Maybe he's right.
We'll give you a pass.
Like, all of you listening are fortunate to be witnessing the early days of this podcast.
Because
it's literally just started. So it's got a long way to go. And I hope that one day we'll
like
just be fucking
thousands.
Yeah, I mean, obviously other podcasts have been around a lot longer, and we're fucking a bunch of 20-year-old jackoffs who thought like, hey, we could start a podcast, that'd be easy.
Yeah. Relatively, we're pretty okay right now, you know.
Yeah,
or is what it is.
Yeah, no, for sure. Another bullet point is Mason and Jay actually showing up.
Okay, that's Photoshop. I'm always on time.
Zuckles is so bad at showing up for this podcast, and Jay too. You two are the ones who just seem to just not fucking even have it in your heads that we record at the same time every week. You really don't.
I don't even know what day it is.
Jay, you need to get your life together.
Do you have an iPhone? Do you have a phone?
No, I have a phone, yeah.
Can you set a reminder or an alarm every week at a certain time that stabs you in the fucking like leg and says, "Hi, yeah, you have a podcast to record. Jump on."
Yeah, but that would be responsible.
He's right. He's right. It would be.
Come on. Yeah, I know you've got that new Fortnite skin from pre-ordering the Note 9. You just set an alarm on it.
Oh.
That's a false statement, sir.
Jay, look, you just got to fucking show up, buddy. Hey. Last week he showed up, no notice, didn't even apologize, didn't even say anything about it. I messaged him being like, "I'm guessing you forgot about the podcast." Zero response. That was the Smitty episode. You know,
you and
Zuckles didn't show up. Zuckles, at least I knew what he was up to. You know, he had like kind of a week off at Ryan, so I was like, okay, fine. But Jay, no excuse. Pathetic.
Ah, this is toxic.
You're gonna have to take 20% of your 20% of your ad revenue now.
That's okay.
He's getting no revenue from this podcast. Straight up,
yeah.
Taking it away. You get no revenue from Misfits anymore because
we're taking away your allowance, sweetie, until you can learn to show up on time.
No way. I feel so discriminated against.
Oh, look, you'll get better. At least I hope. Mason, I don't know. I should probably address Mason's situation briefly here because I'm getting a few tweets from people who are worried on Mason's behalf. They tweet me stuff like, "Hey, Fitz, you should really check on Mason because I don't think he's doing well." It's like, I'm his fucking friend. You know, of course I'm fucking checking on my friend. Yeah.
Who the fuck, right? Mason? Like, who the fuck's that?
Oh, I just don't tweet about it because it's private. Look, Mason had a bit of a breakdown on Twitch the other week. I don't want to talk too much about it because it's not really, you know, my business to share. But I mean, he's just been dealing with a lot of stress, and I don't know. I think he's just taking a bit of time right now to get a few things sorted out, so that he can, I don't know, just organize his life better, basically. So that is why he's been a bit all over the place with the podcast, with his YouTube channel. Why his tweets have been a little fucking weird, Mind of Mason style. But don't worry, like, we're all looking after Mason, and manager Ryan's looking after him the most. So he's in good hands and he's going to be just fine. So don't feel like fucking concerned for him. He's doing fine. And I think he's actually doing really well right now.
Yeah.
His internet's just out. So yeah, that's all there is about that. Hopefully he'll be back next week. If he's not, then
he better be. We got some stories to tell.
Then we'll beat him up.
That's about all the suggestions we had. We had a lot of repeat suggestions. I mean, a lot of them were joke quest suggestions on the Twitter. But, I mean, yeah, we're very aware that the podcast could be better. We're very aware that we're new to this. And we're just doing our best. And we're just chatting. And we hope you guys at least enjoy that. The clumsy beginnings of the Misfits experience.
Quit your burping.
Sorry.
Was that from your fucking keto shit?
It's because of my keto, dude. Keto and intermittent fasting. That's what I'm on.
Oh, healthy boy.
The Instagram comments have finally gotten the swagger. He's decided to go on a diet.
Yep. Dude, it's because every IRL video I post, every skit that I'm in, is just, I look at the comment, thick. Thick.
Hey.
Thick.
Hey, it could be worse. Thick's like a compliment, you know?
Yeah. Well, there was one that called me a fat, ugly faggot that needs to wear a helmet. At that point, I was like, maybe I should just stop eating carbs. Maybe I should just put down the fork and say, fuck you, pasta, fuck you, pie, fuck you, cake, you know, fuck you, anything with sugar and carbs on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been actually doing pretty well because, you know, the keto diet, I'm just eating a fuck ton of eggs. I'm eating a fuck ton of bacon, ham, cheese, salami, fucking olive salad. And I'm feeling good. I got over keto flu. I literally had this phase for 2 days where I would go and take a shit, and I'd be in the bathroom for 20 minutes. Even after I shat, I'd just sit on the toilet and zone out looking at the fucking bathroom floor tiles or the wall or whatever. Like, I was super in my head and just super
windows
like,
is shutting down.
Yeah, like, yeah, literally.
Look, let's explain. We talked about keto briefly last week with Smitty, but we didn't really get into it. Do you want to explain what keto is?
Sure. Keto is when you deprive yourself of carbohydrates and sugar so that your body isn't processing glucose. Now, I haven't really research. Like, I'm not a fucking doctor, yeah, but I'm just giving
none
you the
None of us are experts on this.
It's so most of your time your body gets energy from sugar, and that's usually like from glucose. Stuff like carbohydrates. Yeah, it turns carbohydrates into glucose, and that's where you get your energy in the form of sugar. Instead of doing that, it puts you stop eating all carbs and sugar, so it puts your body in a state called ketosis, where your body's just constantly burning fat all the time for energy instead of sugars.
Fat and protein.
So you just always have to eat really high fat.
Yeah, the goal is to consume, and this is like, it varies for different people, but the general consensus is the goal is to consume less than 20 grams of carbs per day in order to be in a state of ketosis. And it puts your body into this fat burning mode where you're burning fats and proteins for your energy, which for a lot of people, they find that sustains their energy levels. They're much more like moderated throughout the day.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Their energy lasts longer. They find themselves getting hungry less. And also, you know, people experience a lot of weight loss and muscle gain using this diet. Although, like, as we say, none of us are fucking nutritionists. None of us are doctors. We just fucking, you know, basically learned the shit from the internet from people that we hope know what they're talking about. So,
Uncle Google.
You know, but I do believe it's a real thing. And I've you know, read enough studies and listened to people talking about it, that it's a real thing.
I've been doing intermittent fasting on top of it, which is when you restrict your times of eating. So I eat from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. and then I don't eat from 10 p.m. to 2 p.m. the next day. So I have a 16-hour fasting period where I don't eat. And then,
so how many meals do you eat then if you only have that small little window? Do you just not eat breakfast?
2 or 3 big meals I usually have. I try to time my wake ups to like noon or 1, so it's really like only 1 or 2 hours where I don't have to eat.
So you have like a brunch in a sense.
Yeah, kind of like a brunch. Like I wake up and then I eat like an hour after I wake up. And so, you know, I'll just have a fuck ton of, you know, bacon and eggs or whatever the fuck, and, you know, feel really full.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, it's just, I don't know why, but maybe it's all fucking placebo and I'm actually starving myself and I'm going to die of a heart attack any given second.
Could be.
I don't know.
It's definitely a fact that you feel like eating less because the foods you're consuming are more meaningful in terms of how, like, when you
carbs
eat bread,
are just bloating. It's just bloating. So you're just not used
to
it.
Well, it's like energy spikes, right? Like when you eat a sandwich or insulin. Like a kind of bread spikes your insulin. You'll feel like you'll get the energy from it, but like a couple hours later, if you're not topping off with more sugar or more caffeine or more like carbs, you're going to fucking crash and you're going to feel like shit, which is something that I really struggle with that. Like, especially at the end of last year, I was constantly crashing, like, in the afternoon. My energy went way down. I was terrible in recordings because of it. And I was like, man, why the fuck do I feel like shit? And so I started, like, cutting things like gluten out of my diet just to, like, try it. Because I've got celiac disease, the rest of my family, my brother's got it. So I was like, maybe it's that.
I cut out
tried
gluten
that.
Recently.
Yeah, and that helped, right? Because gluten is a lot of carbs, I think. And I think the reason isn't necessarily because I'm allergic to gluten, but more because... Yeah, like my body just isn't suited for a high carb diet. So, I mean, myself, Swagger, and iNut, everyone's kind of trying and experimenting with this keto shit.
That's the same reason why I got on it too, was because the energy levels just constantly up and down. Like I started by cutting caffeine and that helped a lot. Just stopped drinking coffee altogether. And then I was like, okay, what else can I cut? I can cut sugars. That helped a lot. Then I cut carbs and it's like, holy shit. Like I can't remember the last time my energy was not the same level that it is now. It's just constantly consistent every day.
Yeah,
it's
which
actually
is awesome.
Really good.
I'm doing it for weight loss. I've been doing it for like a week and a half. I started my starting weight was like 206 pounds, I think, and now I'm down to 198. Bitch, I'm in Wonderland.
Ooh, he's in the 100.
Under 200. Awesome. Suck my dick.
That's sick.
Congratulations.
Not thick for long. Say goodbye to the dad bod, all the stands with daddy issues, because it's going away.
Hey, that's so cool.
Gonna get jacked.
We all need to get jacked, dude. We need to get fucking ripped together.
Yeah, we've
all raced to 160.
I know it's gonna be my battle buddy in the gym, dude. We're gonna be lifting fucking weights.
I work out, but I really don't want to get like muscly. I don't want to get swole.
Why?
I have no intention of that. I don't know. I just don't like. I don't want to look like that.
Do you mean like fucking jacked, or do you mean like well built?
Well built. I just want to be skinny. Skinnier.
You
not,
can have
not
an,
like crazy
I still
skin.
Say it's worth it because that's it'll fair. Burn off any fat or anything like that, and you will have a better physique getting that little bit of extra muscle too on top of that.
No, I work out already.
You've got the genetics for it, dude. Like your fucking dad's like pretty well built, and your brother too. Like
yeah, I got like broad shoulders and shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I got muscle, I'd probably look really good, but it just doesn't appeal to me. the look.
Fair enough. Whatever suits. I want to be fucking ripped.
Oh, yeah.
I
want to
get so jacked. I've been
so fucking jacked.
It's an animal.
I cannot wait to get jacked.
6 foot six, 500 pound jacked fist.
I'm so determined, pounds. Dude. I'm going to shave my head. Just fucking be like white Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but fucking just literally just an animal.
Oh my God.
No, I don't want to be like that jacked. I just want to look like when you're tall, you just look like a twig no matter what kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I just want to fucking get that. Get that kind of meat on my
get
bones.
Get that definition.
That's my excuse these days for looking skinny. I'm just tall, I swear.
I started working out again 2 months ago, and I've been consistently, like, you know, 4 times a week with that, as well as doing a lot of flexibility work and stuff because my hamstrings are fucked because I'm
stretches
tall.
Are huge. Stretches are huge.
And yeah, I'm seeing the results, like the initial results, and it's fucking very nice. Feeling good, you know?
Very
feeling
nice.
Fucking fantastic.
Sweet. It's going to be hilarious at meetups when, like, all our fans are just completely jacked.
we slowly inspire all of our audiences to get fucking ripped, and we have like the nutty, like the nattiest audience of all. Girl, these fan meetups is like, is this the bodybuilding competition? Oh no, this is the gamers meetup. Wait, what the fuck?
Gamers meetup.
We were joking before the podcast about starting a channel called Miss Fitness.
No, that's gonna be our gym name that we make.
Just fucking get totally small. But that's not gonna happen, by the way. We don't really have any interest in making fitness related content, I don't think, but like it's fucking
fitness
vlogs. It's a funny idea.
And I want to I start going to the gym, I wanted to record and make a 80s style montage of me getting like jacked.
Yeah.
You know, like me like
so the Rocky, you're just gonna add the Rocky theme over it. All right, gotcha.
Oh yeah, it's something like that. Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But the one thing I notice with the diet and my pattern of eating now is it's really changed my relationship with food. Food was something like I really didn't respect. I'd eat it all the time, you know, which is why I am, you know, was 200 pounds. So I'm only 2 pounds, under 200 pounds. So I'm 200 pounds with clothes on. But like it's changed how I kind of feel about eating and you know. Not eating for 16 hours and then eating in the morning, like, dude, it's like a mouthful of orgasm. It's so, it's really good.
Because it's like actual hunger. You're not like slow, small snacks.
It's an actual, it's an actual reward.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm in this point now, like I've been doing it for a week and I've been doing really good. Do not want to cheat at all. I went apple picking with my family.
Ooh.
We got a bunch of apples. We, you know, and I couldn't eat any of them. And then we brought him back home, and then the next day we made 2 apple pies.
Oh.
And I got 2 fucking apple pies sitting downstairs, and I haven't taken a bite.
You don't feel like it, eh? You don't feel like it.
I just don't feel like ruining the progress.
Because you can knock yourself out of ketosis. It's just not
worth
like
it. It's like a recovering alcoholic. You know, I've been sober, you know, on food or my diet.
Well, I've been
so
easing into
it
for like a month now, and what I found is that like, I'll look at a pizza and it just doesn't even look appealing like, at all. Like it just, it doesn't even entice me. It's like, I just know that it's going to fuck up my shit. You know, it's going to make me feel like shit.
Trying to keep your diet, like when you travel and shit like that, that's going to be tricky going to like packs and stuff.
I don't know how
like
we're
going to
do that. I think we'll probably we'll be a bit more careful. Yeah. Like we won't be stuffing our faces with like shit Uber Eats. We'll be taking more healthy routes, but we're definitely going to have to do some cheating on those trips because you know, you just can't know. You're traveling. You're on the road. It's tough.
I'm supposed to go camping here soon. I got to go camping like for the next few days, and it's gonna be tricky trying to like sit around the campfire when you got s'mores and stuff like that,
oof,
and like try and eat healthy. It's I just got to get like a skillet and a bunch of bacon and eggs and sausages and steaks and just constantly fry it up.
I should make sure you guys are eating your fucking veggies as well. You can't just fucking
slam
back bacon and eggs.
I have a salad every fucking day, dude. All
right.
I actually love salad now. I used to fucking hate it. Now I really like it.
It's good. It's good.
The good part about keto too is that you can just hammer back old fashions, dude. You can have whiskey. You can have flavorless vodka.
Certain ones.
I don't know if that's like necessarily recommended, but you know, it's,
you know, the best part.
Old fashioned
is the fucking drinking, man. I'll tell you what.
I don't think it really works like that. I mean, old fashions have sugar in them. Like, you know, it's not. And consuming a lot of alcohol isn't really the best thing for you, but you know, whatever. It's not like necessarily anti-keto, I guess.
So have I been doing it wrong? I've been drinking every night.
I think that's gonna maybe slow down your weight loss goals a little bit, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, As long as you're not slamming back the beers.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. Beers
Wait,
are
beers aren't keto?
I don't think so.
No. Fuck
oh,
no.
Oh, I just finished I finished a six-pack last night. Fuck.
What the... Yeah, that's like pure carbs, isn't it?
Yeah, Swagger's just fucking trolling, I'm pretty sure.
I'm like, just fucking with you guys. I'm surprised you haven't caught on. Maybe you guys are in keto flow.
It's because you're that fucking dumb that it's... I just believed you. I just believed that you did.
Okay. It's more that one.
No, okay. Well, we don't really want to fucking turn this into a dietary podcast every week.
Reader's Digest over here.
Because we're just a fucking bunch of dense cunts that are just trying
to... We don't know what we're talking about.
But, you know, we've, at least, you know that we're looking after our health. So there's that.
Yeah.
Poggers for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, of trying to eat healthy when we're away, are we officially going to PAX Oz this year, or what's the deal with that?
It's looking... like it's 99% sure that we're going to PAX Oz.
Yeah.
So buy your tickets with caution if you want to come and see us. Yeah. But no. Like I'm like, so it would take something drastic for us not to go, right?
Yeah.
We're pretty sure.
Like all of us dying in a plane crash.
Yeah.
Look, it would be something. Yeah, it'd be something drastic for us not to come. But yeah, so we'll. Yeah. The goal is to go to PAX at the end of October for the weekend. So
yeah,
if you live in Australia, come to that shit. Come meet us. We'll definitely be doing a meet and greet if we're there. And I think the general plan is to go there for the weekend first. So we have the weekend, get that out of the way right at the beginning of the trip. And then after that, we have like a week of memory making time together.
Okay, yeah. That's better than PAX East, where we're just hung over at the fan meetup because we did all the partying beforehand.
I remember that.
I think Ryan's got some kind of mystery trip planned by the sounds of things, where after the event we are getting on a plane to go somewhere that he hasn't told us.
Why would you tell us now then? You ruined the surprise.
Well, it's not... the surprise isn't ruined. You still don't know where we're going.
Yeah true. Dude, it's got to be Japan.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that the other day. I was like, dude, I hope it's Japan. I love
Ryan
Japan.
Ryan said he doesn't want us to go to Japan until he's gone to Japan. I reckon it's going to be Bali.
No, what? It's not Bali. I asked him. Why? It's not Bali. Bali.
Fuck Bali.
Bali would have been sick. Everything's so cheap in Bali. You can buy a huge bag of shrooms for like $5.
Yeah, don't you get killed for smoking weed over there?
I don't know.
But you get killed.
Yeah.
Jay, we're not going to Bali. Stop having a panic attack. Jesus.
Well, no.
Three podcasts later... So we went to Bali.
Jay got killed.
Yeah. Jay's dead. He's confirmed.
He's been replaced by this guy we found there. I don't know if he speaks English.
As a replacement, we're holding up his jar of ashes to the mic. Just be like a silent track in memory.
We just shake it.
We're also joined by Jay. Just shake it. Think of ashes.
we just put a loop of audio on repeat. Just going, all right. All right,
yeah. We make a J AI software.
We can call it the J-I.
J-I. Yeah. J-I. All right, that's it. It's settled. We're killing Jay next trip.
Yes, sweet. Can't wait.
No, but yeah, we're very much looking forward to it. It seems like these podcasts have a cycle where we go to an event, we have a bunch of stories from said event, and then we flounder around for content until the next event. And then as the event gets closer, we start talking more and more about how excited we are for the event, and then the cycle repeats.
Speaking about the podcast and stories about it, I went downstairs. My dad was making dinner. I go, is that, because he was making dinner. I was like, what are you cooking? He's like, chicken cutlets. I was like, all right. Are they breaded? And he goes, yes. And I go, okay, well, I can't eat them. Mm-hmm. So I started making a salad, and he's still cooking the food. And he, looks over at me. He goes, hey, I watched the podcast. We took LSD. And I was like, yeah, I took LSD in Melbourne. And he was like, yeah, I appreciated the disclaimer. You did that in a very professional way. And I was like, yeah. And he goes like, how was the experience? I was like, oh, it was a fucking blast. I had an extremely good time. I feel like a better person after it. He's like,
and then he asked you for LSD.
He's like, you wanna, he just like looks at you, he's like, son, you wanna get high?
Yeah. You got any more of that stuff?
No, he does not want to fuck with psychedelics at all.
Sure.
But he was like, he goes, I don't understand the appeal. I was like, well, you have to kind of take it to understand the appeal, I guess. I was like, maybe you're just too fucking old to take it at this point. Maybe it's a young man's drug. But he was surprisingly cool about it. I thought, he was gonna fucking cut me with a knife. You know,
I'm afraid if my parents ever find the podcast and listen to that, I'd be like,
same. He was same.
He was always worried, like, because I would always bring up acid because a lot of my friends in college did acid a lot.
Yeah,
and so I'd bring it up with him to get his opinion, and he'd always be like, "Never take acid." I would be so angry and kicking you out of the house if I find out you ever do acid, shit like that. And I'm like, "Yeah, but it's not really that bad." And I just try to like argue with him, and then he'd be like, you know, if you take acid, there's a chance you'll never be the same person. And, you know, after we had the conversation, I asked him, I was like, do I still seem like the same person? And he was like, yeah, yeah. Because yeah, I was wrong.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fuck you, Dad.
It's probably just her dad being more like the, you know, good
responsible parent.
Good, yeah, responsible parent.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Plus, it probably is, you explained how it was in the podcast. You had to actually sit there and listen to you explain it out entirely.
Yeah.
And how it actually, like, was. And be like, he was, oh, okay, that's kind of reasonable.
He was like, what the fuck was with the lemons? I was like, oh, we had like a lemon tree.
The lemons.
He was like, yeah, but why were you smelling it? I was like, because we were on acid, Dad. We were on fucking acid.
Dad, I was tripping balls.
I can't reason why I do things on drugs.
Rubbing my face on a rug, Dad. Did you listen? No, I think my parents would be upset. Part of me feels like they already fucking know, because I know that they are aware of the podcast. Mm-hmm. I talk to them about it all the time, and all they would have to do is check on Spotify and see the title, "We Took LSD." Like,
yeah, why'd you put that as the title?
Is that clickbait, or did he actually do that?
Yeah, my dad criticized the title super hard. He was like, that was really like in your face. It was very unprofessional. And I was like, yeah, well, I didn't fucking come up with it.
It's the best title. It's clickbait. Come on, you gotta clickbait the podcast.
LSD.
The day I posted, someone tweeted, they were like, that escalated quickly, and it was a screenshot of the two episodes back to back. The first one being episode nine, we went camping, and then episode 10, we took LSD.
they should have included episode three, don't do drugs. Episode 9, we went camping. Episode 10, we took LSD.
Episode 11, so we are addicted to meth. Episode 12, no.
Episode 12, Jay's dead.
I feel like my parents, if they found out, they would definitely talk to me about it. They're talking about it. They'd probably go into it trying to dissuade me from doing things like that again. But I think that my parents are rational enough, and that they know me well enough, and they know like that I'm a rational person, that like I could talk to them for about an hour on it, and they would come out being like, all right, well, I trust that he fucking isn't being an idiot with this shit, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I could definitely do that with my parents.
Yeah.
I don't know how mine would react. Mine would be like a wild card.
Look, you could always just kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that.
Extreme,
no, actually, no,
extreme.
You couldn't.
Do it on LSD.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Bonding experience.
Do it for the story, dude. Do it for the story.
Yeah, it's a podcast story.
We need content.
Episode 14. So I killed my parents.
I killed my parents.
Jesus. Monka-ass.
No, that's cool. I'm glad. I mean, it must be a relief in some way to get that out of the way with your dad, because that's definitely the most extreme thing you've done and talked about publicly on the internet, right? I guess. So now you don't have to worry about it. Hello, Swagger?
What?
Did you fucking even just hear what I fucking said?
No.
Jesus Christ. Was that you typing in the Google Doc?
Yeah.
You stop fucking being an idiot. I'm just going to edit this out and just act like you fucking heard me, okay?
Okay, what are you saying?
I said it must be a relief to get that out of the way with your dad, because it's definitely the most extreme thing that you've done and talked about on the internet before. So like now, you know that you can, your dad can know about that stuff, and you don't have to worry about like him finding out, I guess.
I just hope he doesn't find out about the other times he took LSD.
Oh,
well,
fuck.
Now he's going to know.
On the podcast. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Has he listened to the Poland story?
I should ask him. I think he might have.
The Poland story isn't bad, though. It's just like, hey, this crazy shit happened to us.
Yeah.
It's not that we would do anything
like that
bad.
Was very irresponsible, and to do in a foreign country, you probably, I could have ended
there was
poorly.
The truffles. That was one thing.
Yeah.
Although those aren't really that bad.
I told him about the truffles, and he didn't seem that bothered by it.
Hmm. Maybe he didn't know what they were, to be honest.
Yeah, truffle just sounds like an exotic dessert.
No, that's cool. Yeah, I don't fucking know. This podcast is definitely
one of a kind.
We talk about everything on this podcast, basically. So we're really putting ourselves out there. And I know
this podcast is a mess, and so are we. So
like, yeah, I know that my cousins, and one of my cousins is like 13 years old, and he has a little sister who's like 10, so they're way too young to be listening to this shit, but he fucking loves my channel and he loves this podcast. And whenever I see my auntie and uncle, his parents, I'm talking to them. I'm like, and they're the same, like, oh, he loves you so much. He really likes your channel. He loves listening to the podcast. I'm like,
that's the biggest thing that worries me, to be honest, because there are people that, you know, there is going to be some people that do listen to it. And you know, they shouldn't. So it's like, how do you disclaim and talk about these things? Like, do you censor yourself? Because
he doesn't give a fuck. This guy doesn't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. Look, look, the way I look at it. I was talking to my parents about this, actually, because we were having this discussion about how much responsibility do we have as online entertainers for influencing our audiences and for influencing like younger people, right?
Yeah.
Where does the line draw from? It's our responsibility, and when does the line get drawn from when it's the parents' responsibility?
Yeah.
In my opinion, if you are a parent and your 8-year-old is listening to our podcast, that's on you, like straight up.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Like, you can't restrict creativity on the internet because you want to shield your kid from the world. You have to do that on your own to whatever level you think it should be done.
Look, I feel like we do it well enough with the amount we disclaim at the start of whenever we talk.
We're responsible with it, right? We're responsible, but we're not taking that much responsibility for it, where it's like, you know, we're going to censor ourselves because we're afraid that younger people might listen. Like, fuck that shit. I mean, the way I look at it is...
Fuck you, young people. Fuck you.
No, the way I look at it is, look, I watched a shit ton of South Park, go figure, when I was way too young to watch South Park. I loved watching shows that were inappropriate. I was watching shit online that was not appropriate.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Dude, angry video game nerd.
Yeah, exactly.
I watched that shit when I was young. I remember being in my room listening to it with headphones, and my mom came in. She goes, "What are you watching?" And it was Angry Video Game Nerd. And she goes, "Give me the headphones." She puts on the headphones, and it was just like the 1 minute out of the video where he was actually like not cursing, and he was explaining the game. And and then she goes, "Oh, okay," and then gives it back to me. And I was like,
Yeah, this one time when I was a kid, I was watching porn in my room, and my mom walks in, and she's like, "What are you watching?" And I'm like, "Nothing." And she's like, "Let me listen."
Okay.
She puts the headphones on. It was the one time when they were just talking about, like, you know, the fucking pizza delivery guy being late. She's like, "Oh, okay, this is fine." And she put it back. Total relief. Complete relief.
I wasn't as lucky as a kid. I remember I was watching South Park, and it was the one scene from the Wheel of Fortune episode. If you guys remember how that one went.
Yeah. Yikes.
What are you watching? What's that? I'd like to solve the puzzle. What are you watching?
I can't remember that scene, but back to my original point about me watching South Park.
He says the N-word.
I remember that. of all the times I walked in.
Look, back to my point. It's like, I watched an episode of South Park. I was way too young to watch it. I definitely did not understand like the higher level of comedy they were going for. It was just fucking like horrific, right? A lot of South Park is really grotesque. But I think that like if you have good parents who are teaching you the correct values for how to live your life, they're teaching you about like how to be a good person in the world, they're talking to you about how to observe the world and take it in and be a good person in the world, it like it's gonna be really hard to fuck up your like development by listening to something like our podcast or just watching South Park. You know, if anything, it just gave me a kind of fucked up sense of humor, which if anything has really helped my career a lot. But like, you know what I mean, it's like it comes down to the parenting at the end of the day, I think. And like, I know I'm like a fucking 22-year-old kid and I'm talking about parenting as if I fucking know how hard that is. I'm not trying to say that I understand that, but it's like you can't put that fucking shit on us. Like, 100%. Like, if you're 8-year-olds listening to our podcast, like, it's on you, dude. Like, you fucking hope he turns out good. Hope you're teaching them other values, you know?
Yeah, it's their job to teach you how to guide themselves through stuff like that.
Yeah,
I feel like
exactly, which is why we don't censor ourselves, or at least why I don't censor myself. It's like, look, it's on the internet, you know, anyone can access the internet. It's very hard to restrict. It's and that's why it's increasingly important, I think, to teach kids like about, like, I honestly, I was saying to my parents, I was like, look, I think that parents, because you know how there's like the sex talk? I don't know how many parents actually do that. My parents didn't give me the sex talk.
Neither.
Yeah. Neither.
I think there should be a sex talk and there should be an internet talk.
Yes.
Where it's like, look, this internet thing, you're going to fucking find some shit on here, and it's going to make your dick fucking hard, and it's going to be fucking really weird. You know, they got to like tell you about the shit. Like, look, you're going to find some videos in here, which you might find funny, but they're fucking like really horrific, or you might find some shit that disturbs you.
Yeah, that's one of those things I've always thought about, how our generation was different. We're like, grew up at the same time as the internet, and our parents were not prepared at all for that shit. Like, how do you even begin to like...
We're only just now coming into a generation of parents who grew up with the internet and really understand it. Like, I'm confident that if I have kids, I'm going to be able to teach them about it in a responsible way. Maybe, I don't fucking know, maybe I'll be a deadbeat dad. I'm still kind of thinking about what kind of dad I want to be. But I'm pretty sure that if I wanted to be a good dad, I could teach them about the internet in an experienced way because I grew up with it. But, you know, I think it's just the fact of like this generation of parents previously didn't have that experience with the internet growing up.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh shit, there's this huge free drug on the market that just came out and I don't know how to fucking like, what do I fucking, oh, my kid wants an iPhone because Jeremy at school has an iPhone. I'm going to give it to him and he's going to fucking look at fucking porn and shit. And
the worst thing you could probably do is just try and censor it altogether and just be like, no, you can't go online and
Oh, hell no.
I don't think you could do it. It was like,
maybe you can do that. Maybe. I think that like definitely parents give their kids like phones way too young, especially.
Yeah. Yes,
like, you should have boundaries and shit. But
well, that's the other thing I thought of is if it's like, am I just being the older generation looking back? It's like, oh, you darn kids back in my day, you shouldn't blah, 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 blah. You shouldn't have those iPads at that young age. Or am I, again, have we grown up in that generation where we can actually see technology? We grew up in the age of the internet, so we can see that kind of technology and be like, yeah, no, that's not a good thing. Kids shouldn't have that at that age, you know?
I want my kid to be well socialized. Yeah. I don't want their fucking face in a phone or an iPad. I don't want my iPad to be the fucking parent or the babysitter.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many times I worked at that fucking waiter job and I'd see these fucking rich, snarky cunts fucking giving their kids, like their babies, like iPads to play with?
Yeah.
Like, how are they going to grow up? That's not, you're not socializing them. It's odd.
One of the arguments my parents used when I was telling them about this, and, you know, I was careful with my parents because the last thing you want to do with parents is tell them how to be a parent. And I was very careful.
Especially if you're arguing with a lawyer.
Like, look, I'm well aware that I'm unqualified in the parent department. I'm in no position to give advice to parents. So I wasn't doing it from an advice perspective, but I was like, one of the points they brought up to me was how hard it is from a parent's perspective when you've got like a 12-year-old kid and everyone in his class has a phone and a laptop.
Yeah.
And like, you don't want to be that dick parent who doesn't give his kid the phone and the laptop. I think that there's definitely some truth to that side of things as well, where the parent has to like we are in a new generation of kids where they're growing up with technology. And, you know, you can take away the iPad and the phone from them all you want, but they're still going to go on the fucking school computers at lunch and look at some guy getting his dick smashed open with a fucking jar of mayonnaise or whatever. They're going to fucking come across shit on the internet like that fucks them up, right?
I think
like
you can't avoid it. I'd hope they'd have better school filters at that point for the internet.
Look, the first time I saw porn was in grade 7, like one of the first days of grade 7, my first like time at being at this new school.
Wait, grade 7?
Year 7.
What's grade 7? No, but what's grade 7 in America? Isn't that like 18?
7th grade. That's
seventh,
middle
school. 7th grade.
Yeah, how old are
it's
you?
It's middle school. And you're like...
Okay. Yeah, it's middle school. Middle school.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It's fucking universal, Jay. Suck
you're
my
like
dick.
14?
I don't know
that. Look, grade 7. All right? I'm walking into school. I'm very new to this school. Everyone is very new to the school in my year because it's like the first year in fucking middle school / high school. Mm-hmm. And I see this big group of guys just huddling around. I'm like, what the fuck are these guys doing? So I peer over their shoulders and what do I see on this one kid's phone? Hardcore anal porn. Just fucking bam, 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 bam. I'm like, what the fuck? This is like, this is awesome.
Oh, see.
At first, I didn't know what the fuck I was watching. I was like, what the fuck is he doing with her? And that's her. And that's what that looks like.
What is that?
Literally my first time seeing like a fucking vagina. And I was just like, holy shit, this shit is fucking wild. This whole high school thing is fucking insane. And, you know, it just goes to show you, like, you can't censor your kids from it entirely. Like, I didn't have a phone that had internet at the time. But fucking sure enough, on old fucking Timmy's phone, I saw some anal porn. So, you know, it happens. Fucking happens.
It's funny you mentioned that at 7th grade, because that kind of happened to me too. Like the first time seeing it was 7th grade at my school. But the difference was I went to a Catholic school, so not everyone there had phones. A lot of the people there had really restrictive
Bibles.
Parents. Yeah, that too. But one kid, he's just like, I walked into the bathroom. The kid's like, yo, man, check it out. I managed to print this off this morning. And he pulls out like an 8x11 paper sheet of like a horn picture, just printed out. He didn't even have a phone for it. It was like a new
that's
picture.
Old school.
Of, like, yeah, it was like Megan Fox or something. I was just like, oh, okay, that's what porn is.
Yo, Matt, check this out. I'll fax this to you later. I'll fax this to you. Do not do that. My parents are home, dude. Just fuck.
No. Yeah, do it after 8 p.m.
I'm sending it. I'm sending it.
Here.
Matt, what honey, is this?
Honey, why is the printer ink so low? Yeah,
the ink runs out like right as it's about to get to the titties. But here's an interesting question for everybody. If you have a kid and they have an interest in making a YouTube channel, at what age do you say, go for it?
15,
yeah. I don't like
16 that. For me. 16 for me.
15, 16.
YouTube requires minimum of 13, so probably anything after that.
I would actually agree with Einat here, although I'd hope I'd teach my kid well enough to not fucking embarrass himself on the internet at 13. Yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean? Gonna be out there forever.
I believe like when they started hitting 13, 14, you have to stop. You can't fucking be on your kid's ass. Like, if your kid's like, I want to do a channel, you can't be like, no, I'm not letting you do that when he's fucking 13. Like, seriously? Like, that's whack, you know? Like, when they're 13, they can't be babied like that, I don't think. You have to, like, let them do
and
their shit.
To be honest, it just encourages them to be creative.
Exactly.
That's fair.
That's true. That's a good way
I'll vet their videos, though. I'll be like, yeah, you shouldn't fucking put, you know. This
son, that's fucking cringe, dude. Don't fucking post
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd critique the shit out of him. I'd make him not want to be a YouTuber.
No, son, that's a shit thumbnail. Move. Let me do it.
Back in my day.
Like, literally, how weird is that going to be telling our kids that we were fucking, like, big on YouTube?
Dude, that fucks me up. Those are thoughts that I think of the shower. I think about the heat death of the universe and what the fuck I'm going to tell my kids what my life was like when I was 20-something.
So what'd you do in college?
Well, you see, I dropped out and, just
and went to Poland and got drugged by strippers.
Yeah, that was great. Dude, my kid is going to live in my shadow. That's going to suck.
Back in my day, we had these things called brand deals. And let me tell you, back in my day, we put the bread on the table for old Uncle Fitzy back in the day.
Back in my day, we had ad revenue. Not so much anymore these days, so it's more for fun. But
the apocalypse back in the day.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's so many things.
It's going to be weird for sure. Especially if they like look through our old videos, like telling them not to watch South Park if that's still running at the time, and they're like, "Well, we'll get this video of you in 2016."
My dad, the wacky racist guy. Yes,
that's gonna be the weirdest part is that they can look back and like see you, like literally peer back into the past and see like, you.
That's so true.
Conversations when you were their age. That's fucking with me right now. Like I'm gonna be like, how many years from now? Like,
yikers!
You listen to me talking. Me right now.
Dad, you are really un-PC, man.
Dad, you're not funny at all. How the fuck were you? How did you get a fucking million subscribers? You're fucking shit.
Yeah, it's weird. Like with the internet generation, there's also, as a result of that, this generation where everything is much more archived and and there's videos of everything and there's photos of everything.
We're reaching immortality.
I imagine being a kid where your parents are like vloggers and they're family vloggers. Let's assume that they're not like a cancerous fucking vlog family. They're actually like an all right family. You know, a few of those do exist.
Daddy of
like,
five.
Let's say that you're just a kid.
One, you know?
Daddy of five.
And they, you just fucking, you get to watch your whole fucking childhood fucking unfold. Jesus.
Everyone else watches. I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest, putting my kids online. I don't think I'd ever put my kids online like that.
Oh, it's not smart.
It depends. It depends on how you do it, but most people don't do it
depends
right.
If it gets views.
The Michelax do it well.
The Michelax do it right. That's the family I'm thinking of and why I'm hesitating because, actually, funny enough, I mentioned the Michelax on the first episode, like the pilot episode of the podcast briefly, and Stefan, the guy from the Michelax, the dad, actually got in touch with me. He was like, yo, thank you for mentioning me on the podcast. I was like, holy shit, you actually fucking, you heard
that's
that.
Crazy.
What the fuck? So they're one of the only families on YouTube that do like quote unquote vlog material that I'm like, these guys are doing it well.
Yeah.
In like a very tasteful way. That's not like exploiting their kids kind of thing. But
But
most fucking families on YouTube are cancer. Like, let's be straight up. Like, so.
No. I don't think I just put my kids online at all. Not even like ignoring the whole like being a cancer family, stuff like that. It's just, I'd want to separate my personal life and family.
Yeah, even if I got a girlfriend, I would never fucking put them in a video.
Yeah, same. No one would know about it. It just
depends on your privacy, I guess. I don't think I'd personally do it either, but then again, I don't really have a reason to, you know?
Yeah. Everyone knows that I'm probably the most private person in the group, so I would never do it.
No, Toby, look at your tweets. What are you talking about?
I'm taking the bet.
Dear Diary, you know it's funny because all my friends are so successful and such big YouTubers. I always view them as the successes and I always view myself as small. Ryan had to remind me the other day that I'm actually doing really well for myself. I love Ryan. He's the best. That man keeps
such a
me
diary.
Sane.
It is like a diary post. God damn.
Even when he's struggling, he always have time to look after me. And Fitz is the best at making me call him when I mention a little thing is wrong. Always Aww. Makes me talk it out with him so we can sort it out. I have amazing friends.
Look, here's a fun exercise for the people at home. Every time Toby tweets something, put Dear Diary before it. And
maybe I should just do that from now
you
on.
You really should, Dear Diary.
That would be pretty funny.
Just change your name from Toby on the Telly to Toby's Diary.
That tweet, though, I am so bad at comparing myself to you guys. I always compare myself to if one of you guys is growing heaps, I'm like, why am I not growing heaps? And it's just such a toxic thing to think about.
Because you're not on keto, dude. Jesus.
Yeah. Get on keto.
Those gains, fuck.
No, for sure. You're fucking massive in your own right. And it's like one of the worst things YouTubers do is compare themselves either to their past performance of that channel or to their colleagues, their fucking other channels.
The biggest trap I fell into was when I had 200,000 subs in May. In a month,
yeah.
And then the next month, I saw all the red like arrows on Social Blade going down,
yeah.
And I was like, "Oh no! Oh, it's I'm going down!" And I got only 180,000
subs.
100,000
subs this month.
And then I got really high, and then looked at it over again, and I was like, "Oh, that's still really." That's still really good. That's pretty good. What am I freaking out about?
Jesus fucking Christ!
It's just you hate seeing the red numbers.
Honestly, can't relate to that. But what I would say,
big man over
what
here.
That's definitely a thing. And YouTubers have touched on this a million times before. But it's one of the big reasons why you see a lot of YouTubers being like, you know, tweeting out about depression or being like, I'm depressed. Because they're constantly comparing their success to their past success, their current success to their previous successes. And it's like the worst thing you can do to yourself.
That'd be my biggest tip to smaller YouTubers starting off. Like if you get that first little growth, I know how addicting it is to sit there on your Social Blade and like look at all those numbers and the live count and the graphs. Just don't. It's so, it's not healthy. Trust me. It's so like you want to at first when you get that little bit of growth. Just don't, man. Trust me.
That's one of my biggest pieces of advice for Twitch streamers as well that are just starting. Hide your view account, because if you have a view account, you're going to have more energy when you have more viewers, less energy when you have less viewers, and you're going to lose motivation. If you hide it, you can just be the same all the time.
The overall rule should just be to not tether your happiness too closely to your analytics.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do it.
Exactly.
You have to have other things in your life that you're feeling. You're getting like happiness from, or else you're fucked. Yeah. Because as soon as this dips, like your happiness goes down. It's like it's not a good thing to invest in for happiness, you know, because it's so
you're fucked, mate.
It's so volatile. So yeah, no, for sure. Okay, cool. Well,
this is a pretty good time to end.
We've been yapping away,
yeah,
just yapping about shit.
Pretty good podcast.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff in this podcast.
You're gonna have to edit out that racially charged tangent that John went on.
Oh,
yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah. When I was talking about, you know, all the things and then the killing that,
I get that, like, Shane, look, all right? I get that Shane Dawson's series was a little bit aggravating so far, but you didn't have to call him an N-word every other sentence, Toby. It was, like, unnecessary.
Well, I'm just not great at expressing myself, and my vocabulary is very restricted. I think that over time I'm gonna develop and maybe use, you know, different words. But for now, these are the words that I use to express my opinion.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys.
Stop there.
This has been the Misfits Podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and let us know how you're feeling about
Instagram
and Instagram.
Yeah.
Look, can you just let me fucking do my thing?
Make sure you
make
sure you mention Instagram, Fitz.
Yeah, can you mention Instagram,
Look,
please?
I'm trying to like actually do an outro, and you guys are making it Fitz, so inconvenient. I'm now really, I'm gonna have to do more editing.
I'm worried that you're not gonna mention the outro.
Follow us on Twitter at Misfits, also on Instagram at Misfits. Make sure you let us know how you're feeling in the 5-star iTunes reviews down below. We do read one out every episode, so those if you want to, you know what I'm saying. This has been the Misfits Podcast. We've been the Misfits. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.